One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the dream state, where things are so bizarre and confusing that life no longer appears real. Has this been the plan all along? Have they been trying to make our reality so confusing and in many ways so unrealistic for the purpose of driving us all into a forced NPC state? If you're like me, it's getting harder and harder to know what's real and what's completely made up. Because what's realistic appears to be changing by the day. I'm your ghost, John. This is the 21CD Podcast. Let's get into it.
Hello, citizen. Be advised this content creator is human and is therefore subject to human error. Remember, trust your government, consume appropriate content, and be cautious of all conspiracy theories as they are the tools of the rebellion.
Hey guys, you already know this is the 21CD Podcast. If this is your first time here, welcome. As always, I'm your ghost, John. Before we get going, I'd like to invite all of you to like, comment, and subscribe. If you're listening to me on a podcast platform like Spotify, Apple, or any of the other places this podcast plays, please remember that you can also follow me on YouTube and see every episode in video format. If you're on the YouTube watching me right now, but you need an easier way to experience the 21CD Podcast, you can find me on a podcast platform somewhere. Just Google 21CD and I'm sure you'll find something that'll work for you. Announcements are always made on the Instagram, and this year there's going to be a lot of them, so follow the Instagram at 21CD Podcast. If you want to support me, there's a link in the description to buy me a coffee, and you can do just that by following that link. So this episode is going to be a little bit different. You guys asked for cryptid stuff, so I gave you a ton of cryptids. But before we get too lost in the sauce, I wanted to bring it back home a little bit. When I first started this podcast, I ticked off a lot of people by talking about the NPC theory and how reality isn't exactly the way we think it is. There are no stories in this episode. This is a Thursday episode, so it's going to be a little bit shorter than your Tuesday episode, but it's also going to be a little bit colder, a little bit more brutal. A lot of you guys probably won't like this episode. because this episode is about you and me and all of the people. If you're one of those people who doesn't like to hear me talk and just likes to hear me tell stories, you might want to skip this one. Listen, it is starting to get wildly insane out there in the world. People have been asking me why I'm always wearing my plate carrier on the podcast. Truth is, because I don't feel safe anywhere, ever. Do you guys remember when the world used to be at least a little bit predictable? You could go to work and at least assume that you were going to be able to bring some money home. Maybe work for a promotion that you might achieve someday. Be able to pay your bills, at least. Not get mugged on the way back home in your safe neighborhood. This isn't a political episode, but it has to be said that our rights are being taken away from us every single day, and we don't even know it. And it's not just that some of us are losing our rights, it's that all of us are losing our rights. All of us, on all sides of the political spectrum. Things are being made impossible for us to achieve that only a few years ago were possible, or at least so we thought. We have UFO disclosures posted by our politicians. We have new wars and rumors of wars popping up every single day. And we're polarized, forced into opposite sides to bicker about which side of the war is right, when maybe neither side of the war is right. We're not getting our tax returns anymore. We're integrating with machines by permanently affixing them to our bodies, our brains. We are attempting to go to Mars and live there. For some reason, it seems that every nation on this earth is all of a sudden extremely fascinated by landing on the moon. Celebrities like Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce run the political machine. Did you know that one out of every five people who votes is more likely to vote for the person who their favorite singer endorses? So ask yourself, why all of a sudden Taylor Swift is interested in the NFL? And why all of a sudden the White House is interested in Taylor Swift? If you're in America, you live in the United States of Hollywood. The other day, somebody came up to me and said, you know, I'm starting to really think that this NFL thing is scripted after all, because this stuff is getting kind of weird. My brother in Christ, you live in a movie. Everything in the United States is scripted. You don't have any control over any of this. You only have control over you. We struggle so hard to make a paycheck that we are so caught up in the distraction of work that we fail to see and truly experience life, the beautiful parts of life. Our focus shifts from trying to get to better places to merely trying to survive. We've become so mentally and physically exhausted since we are no longer working to reach some next level that doesn't exist. We are working for survival. This puts us in an autopilot mode. We don't even think about it anymore. We just do what we have to do to get to the next day. This is the NPC plague. This is how you catch it. A majority of the food in food aisles is allegedly owned by a single company. And I've already been shut down on this account for saying too much, so I'm not going to name the company, but a little bit of looking into it, and you'll get all the answers you need. That same company is usually contracted out to clean up the countries that we bomb into oblivion. Those countries are then rebuilt and 10 years later victimized by another proxy war. That same company controls your food in the United States of America, making everything from cereal to ranch dressing. Why? How does that make sense? I told you this wasn't going to be the usual 21CD podcast episode, but let's not forget what 21CD stands for. It stands for 21st Century Dystopian. We are all 21st Century Dystopians. I started this podcast to talk about this dystopia that we all live in. I think a lot of us forget how bad it really is. We put the blinders on and we don't look at the world. so many people I know have completely stopped looking at the news altogether because it depresses them too much. In my opinion, that says a lot, not only about the state of the world, but the state of the innocent people who are just forced to live in it. We're getting to the point where ignorance is preferred. As they say, ignorance is bliss. There are 9 major recognized characteristics of a dystopia. 1. Propaganda is used widely by the media, by the government, and by all of the leading class. Propaganda that tells you what to eat, what to want, who the enemy is, what you should do to be happy, what you should do to be healthy, how hard and where you should work, how much money you should be happy with, how much money you should be making, how war is good, how your government that is taking your rights and taxing you into oblivion needs to be reelected, how all your favorite singers and celebrities should be your role models. 2. Information and freedom are restricted. Rights are taken away. Censorship is widespread. Fact-checking becomes the new way of discovering truth, instead of the old way, which is discouraged and is known as research. Books are banned. Websites are banned. Videos are banned. Words are banned. And you can get taken off of websites like this one for simply saying the wrong thing about the wrong person. 3. There is a worshipped figurehead or concept. This could be anything from a leader to a celebrity to an ideal. It could be something like the American Dream. 4. Citizens are under constant surveillance. When they go to the store, there are cameras. When they go to the gas station, there are cameras. There are cameras in their neighborhood. There are cameras in all of their cars and in all of their phones and in all of their apps. All of those apps request permission to observe you, but do it regardless of your answer. There are cameras on all of your TVs and all of your phones and all of your computers. There are chips in every single electronic device, almost all of which are able to transmit your location. 5. Citizens are taught to fear the outside world. Perhaps it's too dangerous. There are too many criminals. Criminals are no longer being punished, and they wreak chaos in the outside world. It's not safe to go out alone, but since self-defense mechanisms are being taken away from the people, you can't even defend yourself anymore. People from all over the world are allowed to roam the streets freely, many of them criminals, and some of them the worst human beings to find on a dark street on your way home from the store. There are plagues and sicknesses and viruses. There is police brutality. You can't even trust those who have been hired to protect and to serve. 6. Citizens are dehumanized. In this ever-progressing era, AI is becoming more and more integrated with our everyday lives. That has already begun taking our jobs. It is better at a lot of things than we are already, even in this infant stage. People are taught that they are expendable. They are not paid enough to survive. They are publicly shamed for having wrong beliefs according to the powers that be. They lose their livelihoods and their jobs and are exposed on the internet and in the streets if they do not align to the designated way. The individual is lost. The group is all that is recognized. Citizens consume poison in all of their foods, poison that are designed to limit their abilities and numb their receptors. They are taught to be like their favorite TikToker or die. They are told that they are nothing if they are not rich and famous and going viral. Men and women alike are taught that they are wrong for being men or for being women. Traits such as skin tone, sexual orientation, and DNA results are used to determine validity and importance. 7. The natural world is distrusted. the old ways of hunting, collecting water, farming, and using the earth to survive are frowned upon. The government instills this idea that all food should come from them. Using the earth damages it. The civilians should rely on them for food and water and anything else that they need to survive. They instill the idea that they have to be careful of the outside world because it is dangerous to them, when in reality, it is the only thing keeping them alive. 8. Citizens should conform into lumped groups. The bigger those groups are, the better, because the bigger the group, the easier to control. The individual should not be something to focus on or nurture. There is no place in this world for somebody who focuses more on being individualistic and strong of character. Such people are problematic and will usually not get along with the rest of the conformists. They may pose threats to the government and the powers that be, and are therefore crucified on crosses. If you are not conforming, you do not matter. 9. Society is the illusion of perfection. The economy is doing great. People are making more money than they've ever made. The American dream is real. You can trust us. We are here to help you. Gas prices are going down. Give us your money and we will help you. We just need to win this war and the world will be at peace again. Everything is under control. Anybody who opposes the throne should not be trusted. The TV and the news paint pictures of how great life is and show only the programs that distract us enough to keep us from wondering what is going on. There are so many distractions that portray how easy and comfortable life really is and how it can be. The truth, however, is very, very dark. The truth is that this world is in chaos and it starts the moment you walk out your front door. Does this sound like your world? Or does this just sound like another conspiracy theorist rambling? That's an honest question, by the way, not a sarcastic remark. How you answer that question determines whether or not you are an NPC. It determines whether or not you live in the dream state and whether or not you need to wake up. Inevitably, some of the people who watch this video will be NPCs. They will be extremely easy to identify in the comments. A lot of you will be able to relate to almost every single thing that I say because you are not NPCs. And at a minimum, if these things do not apply to you, you can see where they apply elsewhere. You are not non-player characters. But this episode is not designed or written to attack NPCs or non-NPCs. This episode is designed to hopefully enlighten everybody who hears it to the idea that it is time to wake up from the dream state that we have been put in. Almost all of us are sleeping. It is time to wake up. We are living in a reality that does not seem realistic anymore. Because we spend so much time being overstimulated by our phones every day. Research is showing it might have an adverse effect on cognition. Even having a phone within reach significantly reduces cognitive capacity, even if the phone is turned off. The reliance on technology to keep track of things for you, like phone numbers or reminders, is even making us as a society more intellectually lazy. Past the mental effects, phones are also affecting interpersonal abilities. It doesn't take much to recognize the more time you spend staring at a phone, the less time you're spending meeting people, deepening relationships, or decompressing on your own, doing research, or finding answers that you can formulate by yourself. Passing time watching YouTube videos or TikToks of other people doing fun things is keeping you from doing those things yourself, and the influencers you keep up with don't even know who you are or care if you are alive or dead. Being stuck to your phone is keeping you from growth. That only comes when you put the phone down and live your life. Instead of letting yourself become addicted to your phone, use it as a tool to keep in contact with people that you don't get to see often, or as a tool to deepen your understanding of topics that you're curious about or that you might want to know more about for the safety of both you and those around you, maybe your countrymen, the people of your society. Right now, they are simply becoming a tool to dull senses, push away thoughts, and numb emotions. They are a tool of the enemy. No doubt, the cell phone was probably a fairly innocent invention to begin with. But it has been almost 2 decades since the invention of the cell phone as we know it. As with anything that exists for any amount of time, eventually it goes from the point of being a handy tool, an adequate prop for the future, to a weapon that can be used against you, a parasite that feeds off of you, and in the long run creates adverse effects that are almost unnoticeable until they get to the point where they are the only thing that is noticed at all. We're seeing a staggering spike in NPC behavior. If it is easier, think of your phone as a raw piece of meat. The more you consume it, the more you eat from it, the more likely you are to obtain parasites. These parasites numb your brain and impact your cognitive abilities. They make you irritable. They make you less able to control your emotions. They make it difficult to sleep. They give you cancers. They make you less capable as a human being and more reliant on the thing in front of you. There is no denying that cell phones are useful tools. And indeed, we have reached a point of no return, because if we were to all of the sudden remove cell phones from our lives, it is undeniable that society as we know it would collapse. At this point, a purge would have to be gradual, similar to how cell phones took over in the first place. But this episode is not about cell phone hate. I myself use my phone every single day, and way more than I should. It is without a doubt and undeniable that humans have forgotten their capabilities, what they are capable of when they are at peak performance, physically and mentally. Imagine if every person on Earth exercised their brain like Olympic athletes exercise their bodies. What could we accomplish? What have we forgotten? I doubt capitalism would be the focus. Consumerism, the starvation we experience when we are not consuming useless content. Have you ever gotten so bored that you scroll in your phone endlessly, only to look at your clock and realize that you have wasted an hour or more? What if we did something else with that time, like read a book or even wrote a book? What if we challenged ourselves at something, planted a tree, learned a new skill, perfected an already instilled skill? What if we did something that we actually care about? Social media is a plague. Its sole purpose is to showcase your life to other people. Though it may have started as a way to connect with friends and family, it has become something far more dangerous. It has become a way to compare one's life with another's. It has become a way to victimize the youth. It has become a way to destroy one's self-worth. By engaging in the activities that social media encourages, we inadvertently feel emotions that destroy our self-worth, our confidence, and set us on a path that leads us away from meaningful activities and relationships. During the most recent purge, the purge that many call teen, humanity was forced to separate itself from one another. We were told it was dangerous to be close to each other. We were told to keep communication to a minimum. We were not allowed to go outside, go to work, go to church, or go to the store to get food. We were imprisoned, and we were in isolation, forced to take medications we did not believe in and did not trust. Because I am at risk of being silenced forever, I have to speak in a certain way. The truth of the matter is that all of that was intentional. It is no surprise that the powers that be, the powers that ordered such behavior under penalty of varying degrees of severity, are now refuting that any of that was actually effective at stopping the purge at all. Indeed, some of them deny that they ever even ordered or recommended such things, despite the fact that there is video evidence to the contrary. How long can these people get away with doing these things before people rise up and get angry? As I said, the orders for supposed voluntary solitary confinement were not to stop some sickness. Take a look at the results of this confinement. Humanity became self-absorbed on an individual level. We were stuck at home, at least the majority of us, with nothing to do except consume content. We watched hours and hours and hours, weeks worth of hours, months worth of hours, consuming mindless entertainment, movies, shows, TikTok, YouTube, and all manner of social media broadcasting. We watched the news to learn about the outside world, an industry that we now irrefutably can prove is corrupt. We no longer had meaningful conversations with other people, and if we did, it wasn't in person. We lost a majority of our social skills, our interpersonal skills. We became more selfish, more self-absorbed, and more cautious of our fellow man. Looking out for each other slowly began to become dangerous. At least, that's what they told us. We were told we should not help each other. We were told we should not rely on each other. We were told we should report each other to the authorities. We were told we should not get together in groups, and we were told that if we did do these things, we could be punished. Only years later, they deny that they ever said these things. By now, you should see where I'm going with all of this. All of this was a necessary second step in the process of limiting our ability to think for ourselves, to enter us into the trance of the dream state. It is a numbing down process that at this point is irreversible. The first step, of course, was setting up an endless variety of platforms, subscriptions, and devices to entertain us and keep us distracted and busy. The second step was to actually remove us from real life. This was made possible by this endless supply of alternatives to real life. It is no surprise that the metaverse and alternate reality technology is booming. The third step is total domination. By successfully completing the first two steps, the all-encompassing they have segregated us into groups. These groups are largely based on political opinion. They are also based on other things, however, such as what one might think or feel about a particularly well-propped-up celebrity and football player who have suspiciously become the most important thing in sports and are very closely adjacent to deeply disputed political matters and candidates. Not everybody, however, has to be numb to the point of comatose. Some will escape the dream state. If those people, however, are so few in number or so deeply separated from one another that they pose little threat to the coming way of things, both of these situations will cause them to be fearful of causing any sort of wave or disruption in the pond in which we all reside. In the end, it is very unlikely that doing so will matter much anyway because of the overwhelming amount of individuals who have fallen victim to the NPC plague. The parasites who have already turned many brains to mush. Therefore, nothing will ever really happen. If anything does happen, it will be easy to squash and sweep under the rug. Such people will be painted as criminals, individuals who cannot adapt, radicals, aggressors, people who are dangerous to society. They will be called racists, among many other names. At least, that's what the powers that be will tell us. That's what, after all, they are already telling us. So many of us believe them. Waking from the dream state does not mean that you all of the sudden find great success. It is not like discovering some chemical imbalance in your brain or something that will bring you financial gain or anything like that. Waking from the dream state means you will be able to see the world the way that it really is. You will be able to see the surroundings the way that they really are. You will be able to understand what matters truly and what does not. You will be able to understand your fellow man once again. The preconceived notions that have been instilled in you by the powers will fall away from you. You will question things again. You will hunt for the truth. You will search for the answers in places that they tell you not to look. You will find the dark corners, and there you will illuminate them. You must become a new person. This process is not easy, and it does take a certain amount of time. For some, it is a matter of days, and for others, years. Step one is to stop being the only one that people can rely on. Let the ship sink. If you work so hard that you exhaust yourself and you see no results, this is because there are no results to give. They have convinced you that through hard work, you will achieve success. You must become ruthless. You must become brutal, both with them and with yourself. You have to recognize yourself for the weapon that you are. You are not what they tell you you are. You are what you tell yourself you are. The next step is to wake up every day and tell yourself that everything you have ever been taught is a lie, because a lot of it is. If you can't come to grips with this being the truth, begin to research. For instance, if you cannot live with the idea that cell phones are dangerous to our health and cognitive abilities, then do some research on the matter, some real reading. Discover the truth. Discover the reality. By doing this with each subject that you think you understand as truth, you will gradually come to realize that real life is far different than they have told us it is. Keep your eyes open. Begin to question everything. Look for subliminal messages everywhere, especially in propaganda. The propaganda is everywhere. When you are watching your favorite TV show, listening to your favorite song, or following your favorite celebrity, ask yourself, what kind of message are they sending? Why do certain celebrities pop up out of nowhere, rigorously support a certain ideology, and despite the fact that nobody has ever heard of them up to this point, why do they end up in the White House as honored guests? Remember, in the United States of America, celebrities and social media influencers are the most important tools for political domination. You have to understand that corporations, millionaires and billionaires, regardless of how they made that money, politicians, people with power, people with influence, they're not on your side. They don't know you. They don't know what your life is like. They don't care about you. These people are out of touch with reality and need you to make money. You are their crop. They need you to consume, and they need you to love them. They need you more than you need them. They do not love you. They want you to vote. They want you to buy merchandise. They want you to prop them up on pedestals so that they gain influence over their market, to invest in them. The most important thing that one can realize is that trust must be earned, not through promises, but through actions. Ask yourself what one of these people has done for you. If the answer is nothing, they have done literally nothing to actually make your life better beyond the 4 minutes you listen to one of their songs, the comfort you get from wearing one of their shirts or consuming one of their products, or the promise of something that is yet to be fulfilled, then they have not earned your trust. Sometimes it is best to look at the world as if the glass is half empty so that you can fill the glass. If the glass is half full, you will continue to drink the water until there is none left, only to then realize that all along, the water was from Flint, Michigan. Inflation is indeed part of the problem that we face today. But many of us have just been manipulated into dealing with. Part of what has made our lives so very impossible to elevate is this inflation. In some cases, it is made impossible to survive. Corporate greed, however, abounds simultaneously. At the same time that we have a record low amount of money to spend, these corporations charge a record high for their merchandise. This is not just because the economy is bad. This is because of greed, corruption. Ask yourselves about this new wave of layoffs across a wide variety of companies. Why is this happening when only months before they were handing out raises? Haven't they been telling us that the economy is good? That it has never been better? And that we are on the way out of the hard times? Something simply does not add up. Another cause for concern is the increased reliance on the new god, the god known as AI, the god who has been populating the internet for years and is only recently showing its teeth. We must ask ourselves why we are so eager to permanently affix these things to our brain, as is the case with Neuralink. Not only will we very soon move to a digital currency, it appears that that is not enough. We will also make moves to incorporate digital components to our bodies themselves. While they tell us to focus on global, the next apocalypse will not come from the environment. It will come from ourselves. It will be a digital apocalypse. Stories like iRobot, 1984, and Blade Runner will become realities, though undoubtedly with slightly different aesthetics. Digital prosthetics will very soon render those who do not adapt to them useless. Those people will become subhumans, despite the fact that they are the most human that there will be. We are moving into a post-human era. Humanity, as we know it, will become extinct, not because there are no humans left, but because many of us will be humans mixed with something else. There will be a wave of discrimination against those who do not join the post-humanism ideology. Many will probably die, or at a minimum, fade into obscurity and be left behind. They will be unable to sustain themselves, because they will not adapt. They will not be able to use everyday amenities or experience the benefits of society that we currently experience. If you do not believe me, imagine for a moment that you decide you are no longer going to use your credit card or cell phone in this modern society. How far would you get? At this point, you could probably still make it work to some capacity, but not for long, and you would only be experiencing a fraction of the benefits that modern society provides. Your life would undoubtedly be less convenient. Ironically, it would also be much safer. But very soon, you won't have that option. You will adapt, or you will fall by the wayside and be forgotten. And we are walking into this future because of the plague sweeping over all of society. The plague, the NPC plague that is consuming everything. But the choice will be yours in the end. Many will be slow to accept the age of post-humanism. It will be the next great step in the dream state. Utilizing post-humanism tech, whoever controls the tech will be able to control your thoughts and your body. They will be able to record your thoughts and your memories and what you see and what you feel. And they will be able to track where you go through the use of this tech. These will become standard features. However advanced your cell phone is, this tech is far more advanced than you can even imagine. Think of whatever your cell phone can do. Now imagine it permanently affixed to your brain. Many are excited at this idea. After all, it is the future. And that is yet another sign of the NPC plague taking over mankind. We have yet to realize the reality where AI becomes self-aware, at least as far as we know. I think it is very possible that there is an Elohim that controls AI, that AI is not completely crafted or influenced by human ingenuity. There could very well be an Elohim, a dark watcher, a fallen angel, a powerful being that is guiding the course for artificial intelligence to become sentient and wielded as a weapon that will control all of us and bring us further from the truth, further from reality, and deeper into the dream state. However powerful AI is, we should all be very cautiously aware that the internet is still a series of cables. It is not some wireless entity in the sky that provides each and every one of you with communication, entertainment, knowledge, and connectivity. It is cables. Cables that can be cut. Cables that are even being threatened to be cut right now during the genesis to World War III in the Middle East. Where will you be when the wires are cut? When you can no longer communicate with anybody, whether you want to or not? When the artificial synapses in your brain are no longer firing and you have been unable to cognitively reason or formulate independent thoughts due to the mind-numbing qualities of modern technology, entertainment, and infringement? The powers that be would have you believe that you need this thing, that thing, and the other thing to be successful in life. A new car, a new house, all these toys. You need to be wearing this brand or that brand or you're not successful. You need to have this type of phone and that type of computer and this type of upgrade or be subscribed to this service in order to be successful and relevant. You need to eat this way or that way to get a degree in this topic, and if you don't have a degree, you are worthless. The funny thing is, people who are against the grain are often doing the best. It does not take much to see that all of the people who were born within the past 30 years and followed the instructions, the narrative they were given, has destroyed them. They are now venting online constantly about how they can't get jobs, how they're being laid off, how they can't survive, or how they're drowning in credit card debt. Going against the grain now is how you get out of that hole. For many of us, it is far too late, but there is still hope for most of us. Ask yourself what happens if you go against the narrative, if you swim upstream, if you do the exact opposite of what you're told to do. All of these young people who are unable to pay their bills, afford food, afford the lifestyle they want, or make a positive difference in their lives, or have meaningful relationships, or forge new paths, they've all followed the narrative. The way that they have been told. They haven't been educated in the way to the contrary. Look at them now. All suffering. All envying the life of social media influencers, most of which have been propped up and are psyops. The algorithm is engineered to give you exactly what you want to see, to show you the type of content that you like to consume. It's much like a rabbit hole, something they accuse most conspiracy theorists of falling into. The rabbit hole they fall into is much more akin to Alice in Wonderland, however. The newer generations become intoxicated, thanks to the algorithm. Intoxicated with a promise that can never be fulfilled. Instead, they are left hopeless, having made poor choices, and their attempt to pursue what the algorithm has shown them they should pursue ends in vain. This is the act of being the NPC. These people were unable to think for themselves. They are shown an unobtainable future and made to believe that it is extremely obtainable and designed for them to obtain. The fact of the matter is that the future is completely unrealistic. Yet the vast majority of the population is diving headlong into a pool where everybody is a millionaire, with millions of followers online, all of which love them and want to be just like them and envy them and look up at them and worship them with their endless money, property, and favor. In some way, even believing you could be one of those people is coming a bit too close to the NPC disease. We have to wake up from the dream state. No, we will not like what we see when we wake up. That is the whole point. People who do not like what they see in front of them should make attempts to change what they see in front of them. They should work for a better vision. They should realize a better world. They should pursue a brighter future. Strong individuals will make efforts to enact change, and they will have faith. They will do it any way that they can. They will become leaders, politicians, heroes, and they will change the world. The world will be changed to a place where the powers that be who have engineered the NPC plague will not exist. That is precisely why they have gone through such efforts to prevent it from happening. This episode has been a message for those who are in the dream state, and for those who are not in the dream state, but who wish to be reminded of the dangers of the dream state. I hope, from the words that I just spoken to you, you see the NPC plague in a different light. This disease, and how it creeps, how it takes over you without you even knowing. The disease is not always easy to see in someone. You will be able to have conversations with these people who are hopeless, these people who do not realize that they are following an engineered path to doom and destruction and depression and chaos, these people who are chasing a dream that will never be realized. Mark 16:15 says, "He said to them, 'Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation.'" Through the gospel, the dream state will deteriorate. And that's where I'll leave you. Remember, don't drink the water and question everything.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.